Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
All righty. And when you hear this, it will be the day before another colonizer holiday.
If he don't stop.
Well, I mean, listen, me and my wife know I get into this every year.
We know. Oh, don't we know.
About this, about these times and things we celebrate. But you know what? Let's keep it 100. So, once again, thank you all for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Mm-hmm. As my wife kicks the stage, a good foot. It's Michael with.
Hey, it's Tatiana. I think it was the raggedy one. Anyway.
All right. So today, Miss Parker is feeling gracious. Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard that term. Gracious. Mm-hmm. She's feeling thankful. Because mm-hmm. guess
about what?
That's some effect we haven't made through another year.
Charlize, but let me sit. Anyway.
Now, she got her phone up in the video. So anybody that's watching the video, she's playing on the phone.
I'm multitasking. Let me set the standard. Okay. Let me set the expectation.
I'm setting right here.
Let me set the expectation. 2026 going to come in, process through, and end way better. More better, more different than 2025 did. Did I not set the expectation?
I will. Man, for that. Because, all right, Ms. Parker noted. Yeah, she had a 2024. I told her, I said, Ms. Parker 2025 going to be the year.
He did. He didn't put enough context around it.
Yeah, like, I guess when I was saying it's going to be that year.
Mm-hmm.
In parentheses, it was going to be a bunch of bullshit.
Ellipses were filled with BS.
Yeah, and then it was going to close the parentheses at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
This year.
We're not going to have that problem for 2026.
Yeah, we're going to make sure that. We're not going to lie. I feel like a lot of business owners, 2025 is fucking suck.
It has.
I mean, you know, we expected grandeur.
Mm-hmm.
We expected explosions.
Uh-huh.
We expected fireworks. And all we got was shit. But listen, I don't want to be that Debbie Downer.
Dirty diapers.
Yeah. Look at you. Shit toss in your face. You change the business's diaper and it spewed excrements all over you. Yes. That has happened to a lot of people. But you know what? A lot of people have persevered.
Yeah.
A lot of people have put their big boys' underwear, big girls' underwear on and somehow trudged through.
Right.
And for those people, we commend you. For those people who have said, fuck this shit, I'm
right.
We understand that.
Yeah, because we saw a few of those, right?
Yeah. And some people may categorize the apparel business that we're shuddering as a fuck you and I'm out.
No, that's not what we're doing.
No, we're moving on.
Yeah, we've got other irons in the fire. And, you know, it just It's a juggling act, and those irons have gotten rather heavy.
But so I'm the social media
guru
for the company and all the great stuff. And I've gone back to look at some of the stuff we've done since 2019, 2020. And I said, boy, I am thankful for the fact I learned with my wife from these experiences.
Yeah.
It's a totally different thing when you can analyze yourself, analyze your business, analyze the processes that you have created. And you can say wholeheartedly, that was us in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That was what we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we researched. That is what we came up with an idea.
Right.
And by the end of it, we implemented something.
Yeah.
Man, you can't beat that with a bat. Mm-hmm. Man, it's, listen, for those who are sitting here at 2025, questioning their sanity.
Questioning their sanity, their self-worth. Questioning their whole purpose in life. Oh, I've said that too. Sometimes I'm talking to my mom, Michelle, what are you doing? I'm questioning my life right now, my purpose.
You like, why did I take on this task?
Yeah, yeah.
A task that nobody asked you to take.
Nobody asked me to do that. I volunteered. I wasn't voluntold. I volunteered. I signed up for that triage.
It's different. It's really different.
The epitome of it hits different.
Yeah, and when you think about, we've talked about these adventures that we've gone on. It's sometimes, like I say, it's, we talked about in other episodes, you know, being in business with your spouse.
Yeah.
Sometimes she had laid next to me in the middle of the night and said, I got an idea. And I said, I'm asleep.
Wow.
That's not a bad thing.
Trash.
I've also done the same thing to her.
Yep.
I woke up in the early in the morning. Thought about this.
Don't start with that this early.
Exactly. So, you see, we get the same answers.
Don't start with that.
She's like, it's before sunrise. Why are you talking
about? Don't talk to me about that trash. I ain't had my gym yet. Not coffee. My gym.
But what have I always told her? Money never stops moving.
Don't.
It's moving regardless if you awake or not.
Yes.
It's going to move regardless if you alive or dead. Now, the issue is, who do you secure that money for?
Right, 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 right.
That's part of being thankful, because you have to sit there and be like, boy, 2025 ain't taught me one thing. It's taught me I'm a whole gangster.
I'm a whole lot.
I've already known that. But when I'm married to her, going on 14, 15 years, got a senior in high school, got two or three businesses running, got a 13-year-old turned to a 14-year-old. Me and her got family things going on, and life is life in it, right. All this great thing. And
he said, and
I survived. I still survived. Who was saying something? Was it Shaka Khan?
I don't know. It sounds pretty bad. The version, the rendition you're doing.
I still survived.
You should not. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
That's the mantra for 2025.
Yeah.
The vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much it.
Yeah. Trying to like see it through. Make sure I continue to survive it. It's what, 6-7 weeks left in the year or something like that?
This one is
team. Yes, about 6 or 7 weeks left.
This is where shit get real different.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right now looking at whether or not certain businesses or certain ethnicities are going to boycott Black Friday. I still hate the term.
I really never participated in it. I don't know. When the kids were much younger?
I mean, yeah, because
I don't know.
Throw out these rabbit-ass sales.
Yeah.
And you be like, ooh, 50% off.
Yeah.
Then.
But once people started, you know, the stampedes were happening, it's kind of like, man.
But then after COVID, they kind of just moved that shit to like the Cyber Monday.
They did.
And it's just,
because at this point, they were just trying to get a dollar, any dollar.
Because from what I've now understood, Black Friday, Cyber Monday predicts the first quarter of the next year's sales for most businesses.
Yeah.
So now guess what happens? they have now projected 4 months out what the next year is going to look like for a business.
Right.
So guess what? If you bust their pockets wide open and hit them with the good old, hey, we love y'all too, then they like, chip.
Yeah.
But if you pull back and say, you treated us like shit the last however long, and you hold your dollars on Stitch, it's negatively affecting their business.
It is.
Be thankful for that. Consumers have power. We just don't know how to use it.
When to use it.
Like they've already talked about, Target is still getting their butt busted. Hey, shout out to Target. The hell with y'all too. I ain't been in Target in over a year.
It's a place I just never really like frequented. It just wasn't on my list.
Yeah, we was in the Target and celebrating. Then they rolled back DEI. I still get them emails. They go unread. Hey, tell us what you think.
Nope.
Fuck you.
That's kind of harsh.
It's true.
That's still harsh. I don't care.
If you don't spend money with them, you're actually saying it.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Because guess what? I don't care if I actually said it. You know what they care about? Whether or not I shop in their store. Whether or not I talk to my wife about, hey, I need this from Target.
I ain't going to Target too high.
And she like,
They're just high. Like, but that's just my opinion. I'm not counting anybody's coin, but what I'm doing is counting mine.
Then that's also true. Like, we can talk about the last, 2-3 years, how consumer products have just gone through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to be thankful just of being able to survive.
Yeah,
because true. The money has not equated to the inflation we've got.
No, it hasn't.
And then your orange buddy talking about, I'm finna send y'all 2 G's.
Listen, let me tell you something. If it were up to me, I would prefer to not get that $2,000 because I don't want to go from paying $3 for bread in 2025 to paying $5 and $6 for bread in 2027.
Crazy thing is, you talking about paying bread for $3 in Arkansas.
Yeah. See, I was already paying $3 for bread in California in the early 2000s.
See, I already knew the store you was finna go. That's why I just led you there.
Yeah.
See, that's how you know somebody.
Yeah.
And I can just slide you on that roller coaster.
Yeah.
Let me go and let you.
So if I was paying $3 20 years ago, I don't know what they're paying. I don't even want to.
It's
hard. Yeah. I can't pay that.
Yeah.
I'm not paying it. We're going to be a carb-free family.
Bread and milk has cost Californians over probably $1 million in people because they just going to Texas.
Yeah.
Because they like it's cheaper to leave.
Yeah, going to Texas. Yeah. And then they get down Northern to Texas. Mexico. And they're complaining. Well, it's not many walking paths and everything's so far out. Okay, so what do you want? Do you want to live on top of each other? Or do you want to come out here and spread out and have to drive a vehicle? Because see, in California, they're not necessarily accustomed to buying gas. Which means they may or may not have a car payment, which means they may or may not have car insurance, vehicle insurance. Those are extra costs.
So is it California and New York? Because I know in New York, people are like, I don't even got a car because I'm just...
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I'm totally expert because I ain't...
Either. Once. Because you're so close together. Stuff, you know, they do have the neighborhoods, right? The neighborhoods that are set up to where... That, you know, there's the grocery stores, there's the bodegas, there's everything within a, you know, 2-3 block radius.
Gotcha.
A lot of them can walk to their office space. Office, they may work, you know, at the bottom part of a high rise, you know, it's within walking distance. So, no, you know, you paying for parking. No, they just hop a Uber, hop a Lyft. And if you got friends, you split the task.
Parkinson, being thankful for just being able to have convenience.
Yeah, so they move out to where we spread out. Now they have to deal with a vehicle, gas, vehicle maintenance, insurance. Like, they have to deal with that. Now they're you know, complaining about that. I'm like, I don't know what you want.
I see, if I'm... remembering what I was taught correctly.
Public transportation is not huge in the South.
Hell no.
So let's keep that a book.
in the Metro South.
Right.
It is. In Rural South, they get on a tractor.
But no, but even in Metro South, like Dallas, there's DART, Dallas Area Rapid Transit. Okay.
You see how she knew that?
There's DART, right?
Yeah.
That's a public transportation system. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use it. However, comma, they want their car. They want their truck.
Yeah.
Now, in Chicago, New York, yeah, we
catching. That's subway and trains.
Yeah, we catching that. We doing Uber. We doing Lyft because things are closer together.
But you know, in Alabama, you ain't catching nothing.
No,
you catching a city bus. Wherever the city bus go, that's it.
Hold on. You probably got to walk super far. Get to that bus stop. That's going to drop you off super far from where you're trying to end.
Because remember, what happened after COVID or during COVID? A lot of public transportation got there. See, you didn't catch that hook, did you?
Huh?
What used to be there ain't there no more.
Not there.
So now you got to be thankful for the simple fact that, shit, you got a wheel in the way. He talked about, like, people moving from California to Texas. If I'm thinking landmass-wise, they taught me, if I can remember correctly.
Uh-oh.
Alaska, landmass-wise, is the biggest state.
Yeah.
I think still, maybe.
I think it is.
And then Texas was second.
Yeah, I was going to say the only one that could potentially compete would be Texas.
But the issue is, West Texas, oil-bearing country, is still mostly underdeveloped.
It is.
So
Dirt road.
So guess what? Like, I mean, you know, James, my wife's daddy that helped her raise her and take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
His folks are from Austin, Texas.
Right.
So 20-some years ago, Austin, Texas was still kind of underdeveloped.
Rural.
Cool.
Yeah.
And now.
At least not quite as urban.
Yes. Supposed to be the south
version. Southern Silicon Valley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because now people coming there.
Yeah.
So guess what happens? We moving. We matriculating west. So it's still out of West Texas. They're still
white. Mm-hmm.
Just dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Just a highway and dirt.
Undeveloped. Yeah.
Guess what happens? People are like, gee, let me get a plot of land.
Yeah.
Let me get a little salt.
Run some of them city pipes.
So now we over there looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a part of being thankful because the simple fact is, if you can figure out how to move, maneuver, and help yourself,
yeah,
you got to do that. And a lot of things that we figured out is certain things that used to work 4, 5, 6 years ago, they're obsolete now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were just kidding with our kids the other day. We talking about do it for the vine.
I ain't going to do it.
Yeah, the vine is like the granddaddy for tickety-tockety.
Right.
And like somebody took that and just ran with it. And like even for this country, an idea is the best thing, but ownership
right
is the greatest thing. That's how you make your money.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how you can, for us, we've done those things.
Yeah.
And for other people, when you look at how you can survive or be thankful for 2025 is that maybe you just kept your sanity.
Maybe you just simply made it through.
Pushed.
That doesn't mean your bar is set low. That doesn't mean your expectations are low. That just means you probably had a tough mound of hoo-ha to get through and you actually made it through.
Yeah, we've discussed over this year, like, the struggles for small businesses,
mm-hmm.
the no relief, no help,
yeah.
the you're just on your own.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and, okay, it's this time for holiday season. So for the small business owner, how do you celebrate that if you've had a rough year?
I mean, I don't know. You just gotta like push through. You have to keep, don't quit now. Like, don't quit now. But I don't know that there is a win in there to celebrate because most people are like, oh, we're going to close out Q4 strong. And you over here like, my Q1, 2, and 3 was trash. So Look, you trying to close out Q4 strong. I might just be closing Q4.
Listen, sometimes you got to be thankful to just say, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not saying that you failed.
We talked about that.
It's just saying, we're done.
Yeah.
It's a closed book. This chapter has concluded.
Yes. You may move on to something bigger. Or just something else that has, you know, more of your interest.
There are going to be some business owners that are going to go back to their 9-to-5.
Yeah, they are.
And they're going to say, why should I be thankful? Let's be honest. A lot of people don't have a 9-to-5 to go back to.
And that's what I was going to say. If you have a 9-to-5 to go back to, be thankful. Because that essentially was your safety net. That was your backup plan.
You never went all in.
Right.
You talked about that.
Right. Too.
No, you didn't bet the house on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You may have bet the house. You kept the farm for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about those things. It's rough.
Right.
It's a up and down cycle. It's a roller coaster of a adventure.
It is.
And then you turn around and look at yourself and you're like, why did I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Why? And me and Ms. Parker talked about it. We're like, guess what? I asked for these problems. And so when you're getting to the point now where you're like, all right, I'm in the field or the time of year where I should be thankful mm-hmm. and grateful. How do I make sure that I convey that message?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I just got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we just got to do. You know, just end of the day, it's just stay the course.
Yeah.
Fight the fight.
The good fight. Fight the good fight.
Keep a smile on your face.
At least try.
I'm going to tell you another thing. Keep customer service.
Yeah.
That top tier. Because a lot of business owners will take their frustrations out on customers.
Yep.
Who may not be who you need to be directing
your frustrations to. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
That's it, man. You know, it's, you know, hey, we closing it out. We getting closer, you know. Next time you hear us, I think it'll be December.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Boy, this year is. And the birthday time is.
It is. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to wrap this year up. My batch record.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's okay, maybe
I may have gotten a little overzealous.
Oh, okay. Right. See you next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.